And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego landings that are very full right now in Point Loma. And we have a couple great guests from Two Fish Jigs. Bodan Betas and Captain Matt Brawla are here. We're going to be talking some fishing here and some jigs, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Hey, San Diego. The Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024. Featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Back to look, back to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. If you're into wanting to cast a surface iron, a yo-yo jig, catch a fish on a lure, today is a really good day to listen. There's a couple of real experts talking about it today.
Yeah. Good morning, Bodan and Matt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys here. And Two Fish Jigs, what's going on with there?
Oh, man, I love that you asked. We got some good things happening. We're rolling out production. We're getting excited for the PCS show. That's, you know, was a big show for us last year. And Fisherman's Landing had a lot going on for us. So we're working on a new jig for PCS. It's one that I used to sandcast. It's the Jumbo J that we're going to have machined and add it to the CNC lineup here, and we'll see. We're really excited about bringing that out. There's a lot of guys who'd like to fish that in the sandcast version.
The sandcast. What's the difference?
Well, a lot of work on my part. So, so whether a machine does the work or whether a person does the work, what do you think, Matt? Do you have a preference on who does the work? Do you like a machine work or do you like a human work?
Well, traditionally I like human work, but lately, the last couple of years, I've been strictly CNC fishing, which is kind of odd.
It is odd. That blew me away when you said, you know, I haven't fished one of the sandcast in a while.
In a long time. I don't ever really tie one on. I have plenty, and I will start fishing them more, but it's so nice to have a lure that if you lose it, you can just go back and replace it. And for me, I'm at work, and there's a lot of lost jigs in my department. So going back and be able to replace it and having a jig that I can rely on to get a bite and have a passenger wind in their first yellowtail or whatever is huge.
So you're saying you don't get as emotionally attached to a jig when it's a machine jig, but when it's a human, when it's been made with a little love, when somebody's, you know, put their hands on it and crafted it like an artist? Yeah, I like that.
Which one swims better, though?
That's a great question. I think the CNC jigs, you know, they're so consistent.
Your jigs come so well.
We really do, man.
We really,
yeah. really do.
I like to hear that. Say that a couple more times.
Yeah. the other thing, you know, the bottom line is, guys, it doesn't matter how well it swims as if it gets bit, right?
That becomes
the big thing.
Yeah.
So I think sandcasts, there are times, but not all sandcasts are created equal. So there is some variation in the sandcast. So, you know, you can have one that's dynamite, but you might have to go through a couple of jigs to find that one that you really feel confident in. Whereas the CNC, I feel really confident in what we're producing. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to do. Confidence means a lot when you're throwing a surface iron, because especially when the bait guys in the back start hooking up, you know, and you have to say, am I going to stick with this or am I going to go play the bait game?
I work with your guys' third counterpart, Brandon, at the tackle store every day. And when I hear him kind of telling the difference to guys, you know, he'll say that the CNC, you know, round of JJs is the most consistent lure, you know, that's probably ever been made in terms of surface iron fishing. And every single one of those jigs is a 95% perfect lure. And then he'll also say, when asked the comparison between sandcasts, he'll say the sandcast has the possibility of being 100%, but it also has the possibility of being 85%, you know, and that's the human element of error or perfection, whatever you want to call it. Like, everyone is just, it's tweaked a little bit more, and it's tweaked a little bit by hand. So instead of a machine that makes it perfect every time, it might be made even a little more perfect by Bodan's hand, or Brawla had too many hours looking at the sonar one day, and he hit the grinder a little too hard, and it's not as good, you know? Like, that's the beauty of the sand.
Bodan does all the grinding.
Yeah, I know.
You're just driving to San Diego every day.
No, I've been in the shop lately painting and welding rings up.
Okay.
He's sanded on some jigs.
Yeah, right. But I'm nowhere as good as Bodan is. Yeah. He's like I compare it to like surfboard shaping. There's like the good guys.
Yeah.
Bodan's definitely learned and come a long way.
Master.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of San Diego, what's been going on there? You've been driving that pretty much most days, right?
Yeah. I mean, the last, handful of trips I've been driving. We've been struggling to get off the dock because no people.
Yeah.
But we've been doing the local 7-4 trip. And right in the beginning, there was pretty good sign of yellowtail, and that was pretty fun up in La Jolla there. 25 to 35 pound fish.
Whew,
yeah.
That was so cool to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Catch them all kinds of ways, surface iron, yo-yo jigs, fly line, and just having a shot so close to home is pretty cool.
It was fun seeing you guys treat it the way the San Diego always treats things. And I had, you know, a bunch of other fish with you, and they got on the boat and said, hey, man, we got a 7-4 trip today, and we're going to fish for game fish all day long.
Like, yeah.
Be ready and keep your head in the game, and we're going to treat it the same way we do the islands. And you just don't know when that opportunity is going to come. It might be sporadic throughout the entire day, or you might have one shot, but we're going for it.
There was plenty of days. And for me, like I was trying to read the passengers. There was days where we'd have people come out, and it was just like, these guys aren't going to fish for whitefish if we try to catch whitefish. So we just stuck with it. And there was quite a few days where we drove around all day and only caught one yellowtail.
Yeah.
But we stuck with it, and if they were going to let their guard down, we were going to be there that to happen.
Now, your other hat, Captain's Concepts.
Yes.
What happens this time of the year with Captain's Concepts?
This time of year, it definitely slows down. This past season, it was slower on the video train just because fishing was so, like, meat and potatoes.
The
Pacific Queen was going out to the bank and stopping and fishing. San Diego was kind of doing similar stuff at the Coronado Islands. But this time of year, we dive deep into, like, setting up tackle, asking or answering questions for people. A lot of guys shoot a message in, and we answer it directly. Like, hey, Pete.
So you're still active on Catfish Concept?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I just saw both you and Gavin do almost a year recap of things that happened. I thought that was a really cool video.
Yeah.
Like, wintertime for me, I think, is my favorite from Captain's Concepts, because like you said, the videos might not come as fast, but you really have the time to break things down. And I'm such a nerd when it comes to tackle, and like, this is the time of year that, you know, both you and Gavin will do like a full breakdown on gear and tackle or whatever it might be. You're not busy talking about what got bit yesterday. You got the time to really break other stuff down.
Yeah, we both did 2024 year in review, and like the tackle standouts of what we saw worked best and what we were using that made a difference in our fishing.
That's cool. So speaking of fishing, when are we going to start throwing surface iron again, we think?
I mean, San Diego's still online.
Yeah.
we were catching them on the surface iron. I caught, hooked quite a few on our Giga lure and quite a few on our 240 when we were doing this fishing up in La Jolla.
Yeah. So it's not out of possibility to have wintertime yellowtail that eat the surface iron.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Today is the first day of winter.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah,
shortest day of the year.
If they boil,
stuff,
I can catch
right?
a lot of lure. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal Southern California winter right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it was cold this morning.
It was cold this morning. It was like 50 degrees or
something like that.
There's a whole lot less than that at my house. It's like 36 degrees lakeside this morning. It was cold.
Well,
dude.
JP, who's manning the phones back there in Philly, said it was snowing.
I was going to say, we don't get that
so bad.
Yeah, it was cold by SoCal standards. Yeah, don't make me look like a wuss in front of everybody else.
But, you know, one thing I want to bring to our attention here, if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live, I want to put the outdoor camera on because this is a very rare sight at Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, H&M Landing. Every long-range boat is tied up to the dock right now.
Yeah, Christmas time.
That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Except that right now. This is it.
Every boat will be in for Christmas. And and
even the Royal Polaris.
Yeah, everyone's home.
Yeah.
Wild.
I mean, so that there you go. There's the site right there on our YouTube and Facebook Live with, like, all the slips are full. Yeah.
Are they doing the Christmas special trips?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I know both RP and Shogun both have after Christmas 5 days. We're really anxious, too, because no one has been on that, you know, 5 day range, you know, three and a half day plus range, bluefin and yellowfin. And nobody has been there in a few days. You know, there's a couple trips that came home and conditions still looked really good. And all signs point to those guys having good fishing, which is kind of wild.
That fishing is crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, it's like you said, it's officially winter now. It's not fall anymore. It's winter. And everybody's kind of expecting those guys to roll right back down there. I talked to Tim Ekstrom just a few days ago, and when the boat came home from their last long trip, he said that fish is absolutely still there and conditions look great. Now, granted, that was a couple of days ago, but there's just no reason for those guys not to go right back down and wallop on those things.
Yeah. And good yellowtail fishing, too, right, Bodan?
That's what we like to hear.
You want to go on that, right?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I want to go on that.
Now, rumor has it that you are going to host our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip in April. Is that
true? Still a rumor?
Yeah.
I thought that was done. I thought that was
official. I think it's official.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, I'm really excited. Tony Reyes is one of those amazing, you know, opportunities to go
down.
Have
you ever been?
I've never been.
Oh,
I've Baja, but,
so
you know,
awesome.
San Felipe is a fun place to get on a big boat and go, and then, you know, I'm just the idea of having a mothership and you know, going out on the Pongas.
Yeah.
And a guy that likes Baja like you do to wake up and have so many different places to fish, you know, and you know, you often will run down and then fish your way home, and like all of the legendary spots in the Sea of Cortez, you get to see all of them. And the beauty is if one area is cool and green, well, then the mothership keeps on rolling and you drop in until it gets beautiful again. And, you know, you can fish the right conditions. You're going to love that trip.
See, this is my kind of talk right now because, you know, Cabrilla fishing, when you catch one of those and the other stuff that's down in the Sea of Cortez, there is, you know, an exciting yellowtail fever that's there. And that's my favorite fish to catch. Some of these guys like Matt who've caught too many, and so they have to go to exotic places.
But wait till you catch a 20-pound Cabrilla on the surface iron, man. Might change your mind right there, right?
I love yellowtail fishing, but catching a Cabrilla is next level.
Yeah, that is next level because they all pull hard, but the Cabrilla is like for other reasons.
It's the perfect amount of fishing. You're casting at a cool place, and the bite, you better get him out of the rocks before he gets you.
And there's sometimes that you can just do everything right, but the way he ate it, you have no chance of catching. No matter what you do, no matter how dialed your gear is, no matter pro you are at catching those things,
no matter how much you button down.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone gets disrespected.
Yeah, you will get humbled real fast. Yeah, that thing has no respect for you whatsoever. Yeah,
for sure. Very similar to a yellow, because sometimes that happens a lot with yellows.
You hook those yellows in shallow too, fishing.
They
show you who's boss.
I mean, so I had a great time at Cedrus catching calico on the surface iron. Let's Talk Hookup show, you know.
The trip to Cedros Sport Fishing.
Down there this last summer was phenomenal. And, you know, for me, I still am not sold on this Cabrilla stuff. You guys got to sell me a little bit more. I've caught enough Cabrilla on the surface iron, but you guys are talking to me like you're so
You haven't caught enough.
When is the Tony Reyes trip?
Yeah.
It's in April, which is prime.
Yeah, you will be officially sold. sold in April.
Yeah.
Market.
Yeah. So if you want to go with Bodan, and who knows, maybe Matt will make
an appearance.
I don't know. We'll see. Check the TonyReyes.com. Call the Longfin. Get on. Sure. I'm not sure what the status is as far as numbers left on it. Have to check it out. But
sells out every single year, though. Like, so I mean, if you want to go, you need to call right now. It doesn't ever not sell out.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, and I told Pete, we'll work on having some swag for the guys who are there. We'll work on giving them, some jigs and having them try out some lures. I just think it's a great opportunity to be with the guys who are fishing and encourage them to fish the jig. And, the Ponca fishing, I got to be honest, I like having a bigger platform. Fishing on the San Diego, having a good casting deck, that's really nice. But I'm still, Ponca, being a taller guy, being a shorter guy, the gunnels come up to the right spot on you.
On me,
I sometimes feel like I'm going to fall into water.
I'm learning. That's one advantage where being a shorter guy like me really has an advantage in the Ponca, right?
It does. Sure.
So what's the favorite jig of all the jigs that Two Fish Jigs make? What's the one that just flies off the shelf?
There's a real lineup now.
You brought a giveaway here that's just mind blowing. Hear all that?
That's all the jigs
we're giving away.
That's all our CNC lineup. The Giga really seems to be the one. There's a lot of guys who are talking a lot. That's the biggest one we made.
See that one? If you look at
the biggest one, that's the one with the red head on there. Yeah,
right there. Okay.
And it's a little bit bigger. It's a 7-inch jig. It's really got a good profile in the water. It's a little bit heavier, so guys who maybe are new to casting, it's got a little extra weight to be able to throw it out there.
Nice. Kind of like 7X-ish, huh?
It's got about the same weight as a 7X, yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice jig.
We like to hear you say that. Once again, say that some more.
The Giga.
Yeah, we wanted to call it the...
It's pretty heavy.
It's heavy, yeah. We wanted to call it the Gigante. Yeah. We wanted to call it, the Gigante, but, they couldn't fit that on there. So, it got shortened.
Giga it is.
Yeah.
And then this a 240.
A 240.
That's what I fish the most.
That's your go-to.
Yep. That's what pretty much lives on my jig stick.
Okay. Why is that, Matt?
It just works in all conditions. I can speed it up, slow it down. That's just my day in, day out jig. I don't know. I like that one.
Standard jig.
Give them a little bit about the difference between the series. So we have a series, the 240, the 270, and the 300.
Yeah, so there's numbers on the JJs there. The 240, the 270, and the 300, the numbers dictate how far the front hole is from the nose. So the 240 is the most forward hole, 270 is middle of the pack, and the 300 is the furthest back.
Ah.
And it's just all personal preference and what the conditions allow you to fish. For the most part, I tie on a 240 and go to work. But if conditions change, I feel like my lure is not doing the right thing. I switch it up. It's a different tool for each condition.
I bought a 270 off the rack at Fisherman's Landing. I didn't get it for free. It wasn't like Brandon saying, "Hey man, this thing is the perfect one. Take this." And I can't find a reason to cut it off.
Yeah.
It's the same rod I fished through that entire stretch of that really good islands fishing we had. It's thrashed.
The 270?
Yeah, it's the middle of the pack. I like the lure, and I bought it, and I just haven't found, there's no reason to stop the not broke, don't fix it rule. And until there is, I'm not cutting that thing off. Like, it's my favorite jig you guys make.
Well, and it's what looks right to you in the water. Like, the 240 for me is what I like to see in the water. And I know guys who love the 300. There's a couple guys who there was a trip on the Liberty. It was like a bunch of good guys that we know. And one of our buddies was fishing the 300, and he caught 14 yellowtail in one day on the 300. I was like, okay, well, that works.
Well, that thing certainly works just fine.
So I'm looking at, they're pretty much the same size.
Yeah, the ones with the numbers on them are exactly the same size.
Exactly the same size.
The Giga is the biggest. There's an LJ, which is like a medium-sized jig, I'd call it, almost like a Taddy C size. And then there's a Mini, which is on the small side. And they all have their time and place, and I've caught yellowtail on Every single one of them.
So it's all about the hole placement on the number.
On the number, yes.
And why is the hole placement? What does the hole placement do?
It's just another pivot point. It's a different pivot point.
The lure moves differently.
It swims a little different in the water, yeah.
I see.
Yep.
So the only thing that's different, the profile is exactly the same. The machine spits it out. You know, they're identical. Just adjusting that hole placement, we found, because machining allowed us to do something. In
right.
sand casting, you don't necessarily know, well, is it exactly the same? In the sand casting, there could be other imperfections or variables, but with the machining, everything's the same, and we found that just moving that hole back a little bit at a time, you know, gives us a little bit different. It has the same basic action, but kicks a little farther, a little bit harder as uh-huh. you go to 300. But some guys who like to wind really fast,
yeah.
the 300, it'll pop out of the water about halfway. Slow your reel down is
okay.
what we tell them. Slow your reel down. Be patient. Let the jig swim. That's one of the things you got to learn when you're fishing the lure, is you get that cadence right when you're reeling your lure in. But just that little variable, which seems like a tiny thing,
yeah.
makes
a
difference.
When you have a 240 and a 270 and a 300 in your hand, you can almost not tell the difference.
It's that
you line them up,
yeah.
and it's like, okay, I had a little
yeah,
teeny bit there. You just wouldn't believe
yeah.
that minor amount can completely be a difference between...
The 240 stands for 0.240 of an inch. 270 is 0.270 of an inch for where the hole is.
Yeah.
And the 300 is 0.30. So it's that little bit of an inch. You know, it's that minute.
But it does make a difference.
It does.
So they're totally different jigs.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So every one of the CNC machines on the wall... You don't have to, they're all identical?
They're identical. Now, there is a slight, like Rick was saying, there's a slight variation. He wanted to say 95%. The machining guys would have fought him. You know, ground over that. You know, because the reality is there is a slight variation, you know, sometimes in it, but it's 99.9%. The tolerances on machining are much, much closer. So sand casting, depending on, you know, what temperature it is outside, depending on how wet you have your sand or how dry it is, depending on just how it flows into the mold, you know, all those things change the out, you know, product. Maybe you sanded a little extra on it. The machine, once it's set up, is running the same line path through the material every time.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about here with Bo, Dan, and Matt.
Some of the best in the business for sure. Going to be a really fun morning. And boy, talk about an opportunity to have the questions answered from the best there is. Today's going to be it. If you want to join us on the phones, man, we want to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Again, 213-432-1090 is the phone number. Or send us a text. Already a bunch of really great texts coming through on our Let's Talk Hookup app. We always say the only way that you can send in a text to the show is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the past archive shows, find out more information about the show, and again, going forward, it's always the safest place to know the Let's Talk Hookup will be available for you is on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way that you can text in your questions. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, along with your text question. Because if you win that killer prize that Pete had shown up to the camera already this morning, a full hand-picked pack of two fish jigs from Bodan, and that is a really, really nice-looking
yeah.
kit that somebody's going to get at the end of the show today. Again, get us on the phones, 213-432-1090, or send those texts into the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with the boys from Two Fish Jigs. Again, it's been a very busy morning already. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, indeed. We're having a good time here, back in the studio here after the camera. Again, bringing your attention when we put the outdoor camera on that... It's quite a busy place here in at the landing, but no movement.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of boats. I don't know how busy it is, but it's full, that's for sure.
Yeah. lots of boats happening for sure. And I want to make mention again of our big change here that's coming up 2 weeks from today, if that's hard to believe. January 4th.
Yeah, that's wild.
We will be moving.
How's it 2025 in a couple weeks?
2025.
That wild.
Moving. Not a lot of movement because 90% of our listeners are on our app or on Facebook and YouTube page. So that's not going to change. Everything's going to be the same on the app and the Facebook and YouTube. But what is going to change is we're moving from 1090 to the Fan.
Right.
97.3 The Fan, the Padres station. So those of you that listen to us on 1090 AM in L.A. and Orange County, you're going to want to definitely download the app and switch to the app or the YouTube and Facebook Live. And also, Sports Grid won't be with us anymore, and want to thank the good people at Sports Grid for hosting us, for especially JP, who's manning the phones today.
The man.
He's like
sure. part of the family.
The guy. He is part of the family, and we sure appreciate everything he did and all the good people at Mike and all the engineers and over there, Carl and George and everything. But George is still going to be with us because he's going to be hosting our stream.
All right.
Which is going to be what was going to feed on the app. And, so I've been training all week on doing different stuff and getting all kinds of new machinery. If you look at the camera, you see a lot of new machinery here in the world headquarters getting ready for that change.
He used to go on and push two buttons and then start talking about fishing. Now there's a lot more buttons.
It's a few more buttons here. But it's all good. It's actually relatively easy and once you get it down, it's we're going to be fine.
I just need to say that I'm really excited about the timing because tomorrow is the Christmas Spectacular.
Yes, it
and
is.
Now there's a new piece of machinery that literally has a buzzer sound effect.
Now I got to figure out how to use that.
I don't want to tell you what priority needs to be, but let me tell you, man, my trigger finger is itchy and I'm ready for a buzzer.
You hear that, George? We need a buzzer. Help me out here, buddy. Help me out. But speaking of the Christmas Spectacular, that's coming up 2 weeks from the today, January 4th.
The big move.
To on the radio side from 1090 AM to the Fan, which is the Padres station. Incredible Odyssey will be on, not only on Odyssey app, we'll be on Tuned In Radio app again, and of course our Let's Talk Hookup app, which is our backbone, and of course YouTube, Facebook Live.
And that's to reiterate exactly what you said, but it's worth saying, if you listen, the only thing that's going to change at all is if you listen on a radio that says 1090. Now you'll need to listen on 97.3 The Fan.
Right.
And if you don't get 97.3 The Fan, then there's a dozens of platforms that'll have us.
Yes.
I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great move.
Totally. And it's going to be so cool to be a part of the Padres.
That's it,
and
man.
The whole broadcast there. The only thing is, you know, I'm a kind of quasi-Dodger fan for all the people in L.A. But it's like...
You had to say that?
Well, I grew up as a Dodger fan, but I'm... Hey, it is the world champion Dodger.
Watch it.
Anyway, I know we have a lot of Dodger fans that listen, so I'm on both sides. All right, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
This side of the table is
definitely
not.
When we're on the Fan, I'm going to have to kind of quell that thing. Right. So tomorrow is the incredible Christmas spectacular, and I want to just kind of go through the list of prizes here. That's going to be so much fun. First of all, the grand prize. Thanks to our buddy Dan Walsh, who's a huge supporter of CCA and a good friend of mine. He is donating a pizza party for 20 at your house, anywhere in San Diego County, for Captain Dan's Pizza Company. That's going to be – so you can have your own party, and Dan's going to cater it for
like
you.
He's done a bunch of the CCA events, and he'll, like, come with the whole pizza oven set up, the whole nine, and build pies for you for 20 people.
Yeah.
I think that's so rad.
He's going to be cooking pizzas over at Tommy Gones' place today, too.
Okay.
So, starting at 11.
At
so if you want to go over there – at Tunaville. So if you want to go over there, go get a pizza from Dan.
There
he'll be there today. Doug Curran, thanks to him. Phoenix Axis 820 ML rod from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That's a nice rod.
Totally.
Yeah, he said, come on down and we'll pick out a prize. And it's like, he pulled that out. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, right on.
That's pretty cool. Shimano Torium A reel. I think it's a 20. I forgot to grab it this morning. Shimano Speedmaster reel. I think it's a 20. We'll double check it and let you know tomorrow. Several spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon, two Michael Seawald photographs, signed and titled, and a bunch of Gamakatsu hooks, and a bunch of AFCO lures. Bill Varney surf fishing kit, including autographed book, surf ID card, Gamakatsu Duracent, and a $300 shopping spree at AFCO.com. And then a $300 gift certificate at Costa, and then a full-day trip on the San Diego to go fishing with Matt.
Come on
out. And a full-day trip on the Liberty. So you get to go on one boat and then the other.
Well, that's one prize?
That's one
prize. Hey, how cool is that?
So you get a one and the other,
I love it.
So you can jump on then and wave at Matt when you're on the Liberty, and then you can wave at Taro on the other one.
Hopefully he's not that close.
Yeah. Let's hope so, right? But, hey, great stuff, some great texts here, and I have a great text here from my good friend Cheer in Cardiff, and he says, hey, Pete, Rick, Matt, and Bodan, quick two fish story. I took my adult son to Cedros last August in front of the salt facility on his first cast of a trip. He used a Giga and hooked a 20-pound yellow and landed it. So cool. Matt, thank you for your instructional videos. Captain's Concept is worth every penny. And that's from Cheer.
Oh, thanks, Cheer.
Pretty cool stuff there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that Giga. What is it? So is the Giga a good thing for a newbie?
I think it does help with the extra weight. It's easier for guys to cast. Now, it's not always going to be the right profile for the fish, but I think that extra weight, just like you were saying, the heavier jig is a little easier to cast, and I think that really makes a difference. What do you think, Matt?
I think if you're going to Cedros, for sure, that's what I would be. Whoa. I'd be fishing. There's a couple advantages there because it does have a bigger hook. If you're fishing heavier line, like 50-pound, that's what I fished on my 50-pound. Has a little bit bigger hook, so you can pull a little bit harder. Obviously, ease of use. It's heavy. You can cast it. If you have the right setup, it's going to be good for you.
I think, too, on a private boat side of things, when you're spending a lot of time, you know, run and gun where you're driving and the boat's still sliding forward, like having that extra weight to help kind of overcompensate the fact that your forward momentum is going, you know, the wrong direction helps a lot, too. Like
you
can punch through the fact that you're going, you know, the boat's going forward, you're trying to cast your jig in that, you know, in the opposite direction the way the force is going. Having that little bit of extra weight sure makes a big difference.
And also, I also use that one when it's a little choppier. Like if there's a little bit more weather, I tend to use the Giga more
than the Giga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the bigger profile, I do think that gets noticed from farther away. I mean, there are times where I think the fish are coming up from down below and they smash it. I've had some phenomenal bites on that.
What's your go-to color, Bodan?
You know, everybody likes mint, but chartreuse has a special place for Matt
chartreuse.
And I. Chartreuse has a special place for Matt and I.
Yeah. You, know, it's you one too, of those Matt,
things.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh, he was.
You want to see a mad yellowtail?
Yeah.
Yeah, chartreuse lights him up.
Does it?
Yeah, I feel like in certain conditions, it's seen from further. You can kind of open your bite window or your bite area. Yeah, I've seen them come from a long ways to eat a chartreuse jig.
Huh. Yeah. I'll be darned.
In the old days, it was just the Wahoo guys who painted their stuff.
Yeah.
Chartreuse or, hot pink and chartreuse, I think, are the two most common colors across any fish species around the world. And so for us, we just said, well, what about a chartreuse one? Because, you know, I think that guys do underplay the color thing. Does color really matter? I think there are days it does. I think there are days where it does. I think a lot of time it's the action of the jig that's all they're seeing is the profile. But like Matt said, you can notice it from a long ways away.
Long ways away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yellowtail's going to move.
Yeah, in green water, that chartreuse jig is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it like glows kind of. Uh-huh. It's interesting. Yeah.
All right.
We had a couple days where it was like, I'm not a color guy at all. But I've seen it work, where it was like they're coming further for this lure.
I always think that color's not the most important thing, but it's definitely on the list. You know what I mean? Like it's got a spot up there. It might not be the number one thing on the list of a good lure, but it's sure on the list.
Well, and color confidence is the biggest thing. Like if you're confident in what you have tied on, you're better off than being unsure about what color you have.
Yeah.
Ask him if he's confident about chartreuse.
Yeah.
Ask him if he's confident.
Yeah. Are you confident in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I have a Giga that he painted chartreuse, and he's like, this thing doesn't work. They don't like it, and I made sure I caught some fish on that.
Yeah. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to JP's man on the phone today. Thanks, JP. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it.
Brent is calling us from Taurus this morning. Brent, thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. How you gentlemen doing? Hey, I was just wondering, have you guys ever considered making a fixed single hook jig? You know, sometimes like when I'm fishing bass and stuff and I don't want to keep them, the fixed single hook makes it real easy to release them.
That's a great point. It is something we've been asked for from some guys. Our question is, you know, how many guys would buy one? So it'd be an interesting poll here this morning on the show, you know, to see, you know, would you buy one? I think the bass guys and the barracuda guys especially, you know, want a fixed single hook.
Does it change the action of the swim?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, it'll definitely
change. Would you use a single hook?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely have a stash of single hook jigs.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a specialized thing. I use them when, if we're in like really thick kelp, you can kind of almost weedless, where you can wind it over the top of a kelp stringer. I rarely do it now just because there's not much kelp around.
Yeah.
First off, and I feel like it swims a little different, and it looks weird to my eyes, but the fish don't seem to mind.
Wow. See, I think this is a great call because I've been arguing with Matt about this for about a year. So I've been arguing about a year because that's one of the things that I think, you know, especially in La Jolla and some other places where there is kelp, how do you get it through? And that single hook is what everybody talks about from the old days. You can wind it over. It doesn't get snagged. It doesn't get hung up as much.
That's cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Hey,
the one thing that would be fun with you guys is there's always a lot of testing that goes into it. So it'll be fun to see if you get Bodan in the lab to start really messing around. And I mean, you guys have such the 1-2 punch in terms of testing facilities. You know, you can play around with shapes and metal and move things around however you want. And I know you fish a ton, but also to have, you know, your boys being, you know, on the San Diego, it sure is a good proving ground.
Yeah, definitely get to swim some lures.
Yeah. And not only swim lures, but like, you know, it's easily arguable the passengers that you carry are so accomplished in their own right that, you know, your jig needs to stand up to it, because the guys that, you know, the guys that are riding the boat with you, they don't work for Two Fish Jigs, and they have great swimming, you know, tatties and taluses and all the other things that are out there. So your jig's going to stand up on its own, not just because it's got a good guy behind it. Like, it's the real deal.
It's really become a tool for me, because, like, a lot of times I'm casting at the Boiling Yellowtail, and that's what I have tied on 100% of the time. Not because I'm associated with the company. It's just because that's a good lure.
It's a good lure.
Yeah. That's why I have it tied on.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
And then you think that the world's greatest fisherman, Brandon Bono, has those tied on, too?
Well, we would know if he was right here. He'd be able to tell
us. The Iron Bomber?
Bomber himself. Really? Yeah.
He will tell you his biggest yellowtail came on a JJ.
Oh. Okay.
He will tell you that. So, you know, he's not only, you know, the world's greatest, he is a fan of the
is
JJ.
Is that the fishy called La Jolla?
I believe so. Yeah.
I mean, if you can catch a yellowtail in La Jolla on a lure, it'll work.
I love it.
Well, if you want to get through, have a chance to win that incredible package of Two Fish Jigs that Matt and Bodan brought for today. 213-432-1090 open right now. JP is standing by.
All right. We had a great text this morning. Says, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question about jig sticks. Do you guys set up different style rods, including lengths and weights and strengths, for different jigs and different applications, or do you prefer a single jig outfit that casts great for you? All things surface iron is my question today. It's from Rory in Lakeside.
So for me, I have probably 20 plus long rods at my house. I definitely try to put the perfect jig on the right rod. For the average guy, I'd probably bring one jig stick out, or one or two maybe. It depends on the fishing you're doing. If you're yellowtail fishing, you could bring a couple. But yeah, for me, I have a rod that I like to fish each jig on, and that can change day to day. For me, day in, day out on the boat, this past season I fished a 100J mag, mm-hmm. With a little off the tip, and that was like my JJ rod. But for the most part, the last few years, I've been fishing a Graphiter 90J, and I could fish that's mainly like a bigger jig rod, Giga. The regular JJ cast is good on that, but I needed something that sea lines are a big problem. Mm-hmm. I like fishing a slower rod too, like a Harnell CY type stuff, but trying to get them away from a sea line with a rod like that is tough.
One of the things that we've tried to encourage guys to do is, it's a great question, and Matt has taught me a lot, and the tackle guys in the store have taught me so much about, you know, what about this action? What about this? As you get down to a smaller jig, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, Brandon, you know, has taught me is he was fishing the mini on a bass rod, and it just feels right. It casts so easy. So I think as you get down to the smaller jigs, for a lot of guys, they won't be able to cast the smaller jig on a traditional, you know, Trinidad 20 mm-hmm. and a 10-foot jig stick. You know, you can do it. It works well. I was doing it right next to Brandon, you know, casting a mini, you know, on a 10-foot jig stick. But for a lot of guys, it's that low-profile bass rod that kind of has changed things a lot, especially the half-day guys. I watch those guys want to fish these lighter, you know, gear. I'm with Matt. If I can fish 50 pound, I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
And what reel are you putting that on, Matt?
Trinidad 20.
Trinidad 20. Straight mono?
Well, back with some braid. But yeah, 40 pound mono.
How much mono on top?
A cast and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you have enough where you're not going to be touching your connection. For 50 pound, I fish a Trinidad 30. Okay. I just feel like it stacks better on that reel.
And you're fishing. You're basically fishing with mono. The Spectra is just on there.
Yeah, I never see the Spectra.
So when it comes time to swap out your line, you're only changing a little bit.
And to be honest, if you unspool my reels, there's like 5-6 splices in them with mono connections. It's goofy once you get down there. But, yeah, if the yellowtail's not going to take all your line.
Yeah.
But you want enough where you're never going to see your splice.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a big believer in what Matt just said. I'm a mono guy for you know, for fishing the jig. It just seems to cast easier. It seems to, you know, come onto the reel easier. I fish a Trinidad or a Tranks. You know, that's what I fish for casting. I like a 10-foot rod, but Matt's talked me into, you know, fighting the fish on a little bit shorter rod is a lot more fun. You know, and so for me, I'm fishing a 9-3, you know, cut down rod now sometimes, but I love it.
And you're a big guy.
So. I am. So that's, yeah. You know, that's part of the game, too.
You
know?
But you like the GG90J, too?
I do. I'm fishing 100J, you know, 100. Graphite.
It's cut down.
Yeah, that's cut down a little bit. And I just think it feels right for me. I like that composite feel, you know. A lot of these fiberglass guys, there's this big revolution to go back to fiberglass. It feels too much like a noodle to me. I can't really get a good cast out of it.
There's always like the, you know, with surface iron fishing too, like when we're helping a guy pick a rod out, like you've got to decide whether you want to be more on the casting tool side of things,
yeah,
or more on the fishing or the fish killing side of things, or somewhere that's right in between those things. And they're... How do you tell somebody that they're wrong when they want the rod that casts farther than the guy next to them, or the guy that wants to be able to catch a fish real fast? Neither of those two things are wrong. It's just figuring out where you want to fall on that scale.
Yeah, and it's all like style of cast and how strong you are and timing, how smooth you are. Each rod is completely different. One rod that stands out for me for all those jigs that you have on the table is United Composite 1000 Wahoo. It's a 10-foot rod. You have one. I have one.
I like mine. I'm becoming more and more a believer in it. It just
but if
it
you,
does feel
yeah,
right.
Yeah, if you want to fish every jig on that table, that might be the rod for you. It's a little different. It's a thin blank. Bends a little slower, but you can fish every lure on 40-pound on that rod.
I really like it because I'm a real seat guy. See, there's a lot of old-school guys who don't like real seats. I like real seats, and that, you know, Wahoo is just a beautiful rod.
See, it's funny. I wasn't going to say anything, but the rod that you were mentioning that Brandon fishes as a bass rod really isn't a bass rod. It's one of those United Composites, a little bit lighter version of the one that they're talking about, but wrapped in a bass rod configuration. You know, like we took that blank, did exactly what you're talking about, put a real seat on it, put Hypalon on the front and the rear, grind the grips down. So you have a rod that looks like a bass rod, but
that's
still fishes a service
right?
iron just rod.
The Monster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that rod's, you can do a lot with that.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of the questions from the experts, Matt and Bodan, and a whole lot more of your phone calls, catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 1090 and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bass Lane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free on us. Summit Gasoline low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having a great time here this morning. Lots of great questions, lots of great information. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is how you doing.
Yeah, for sure. And having a good time here with Captain Matt and Bodan, Two Fish Jigs, San Diego, Captain's Concept. So you have a question about any and all of the above, there's your shot. You have a great text, I see.
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. My question, and you kind of touched on a little bit what your preference is, but his question was, do you find that jigs act differently depending on whether they're tied directly to braid or straight mono or a top shot, and what are those differences, pros and cons? That's from Tom, and I'm not sure where Tom's comes from, but that's from Tom.
I think it makes a big difference. I never tie it directly to the braid. I just don't think that's a good idea, in my opinion. I know there are guys who do it, and you know, some guys feel confident about it. I don't fish any you know, any kind of top shot on it or anything. You know, for me, it's just straight mono all the way. I do think if you drop down in line size, if you have a smaller jig, it can impact. Mostly, it's if you're trying to fish, you know, a smaller jig on 50 pound, it may deaden the action of it a little bit, is my opinion. But there are times, you know, where that spill might be the right thing to do. But typically, I fish 40 pound mono across the board.
Yeah, they definitely act different. If you have braid to, like, if you tied straight braid to your lure, it's going to swim pretty good just because there's less drag, you're thinner line. I mean, it depends on your line size, but most likely you're going to be fishing thinner line than your 40-pound mono. But just there's no shock absorption there. Those little small treble hooks are going to rip out and bend, and it's just a recipe for disaster. If you're going to do the braid thing, you definitely want to have a leader on there. Even if it's fluorocarbon, you'll have a little bit of stretch, a little more forgiveness, but you need to back off your drag a little bit. Yeah, it's a little different.
Because you'll pull the hook?
You'll bend the hook. You'll pull the hook. I think you miss a lot of bites. If they're biting good, they'll get the hook. But if they're just kind of bumping your lure or swiping at it, you're going to hook them, and then you're going to pull on them for a minute, and then they're going to rip off.
What Matt just said, I think, is one of the key things for a lot of guys that they don't realize, unless you have a real soft rod. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to fish Spectra, you know, a real soft rod may give you some shock absorption, but for whatever reason, the fish seem to just fall off.
Yeah, for me, treble hooks and braid do not mix.
And I think it's another, you know, I'm the opposite of that. Like, well, that's not true. I'm not the opposite of that, but I think that it's an important tool to have in my arsenal fishing on a skiff like we do. Like, we do a lot of fishing, especially in the springtime, when virtually every fish we catch is in the or on the kelp line. And 90% of the ones we hook are going to dust us right into the kelp.
That's the exception.
And without that rig, we lose three quarters of them. And with it, we get...
We get almost
all of them, you know. So I don't think it's in everything. I'm for sure, given the option, fishing in the mud with no sea lions around, give me 40-pound mono all day long. But it's a tool that you got to have, and people have opinions on the tranks, you know, pros and cons and things like that. And I think a Trinidad 20 casts better than a tranks all day long. There's no question about it. But
if you're
casting straight braid, there's, again,
nothing like a trench.
The trench is the best. Exactly. It's like it was made for it.
Yeah.
You can have zero adjust. There are people who can use a Trinidad 20 full of Spectra and cast a surface iron as hard as they want. I'm just not one of them, you know, and I consider myself a pretty accomplished caster. Like, that's not me.
I can do that, but every, like, 15th cast, you're gonna
lock it up. And then there goes your favorite Giga.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Where you do that with a tranks, every cast is perfect every time.
So there's two types of Tranks 500 is what we're talking about. The PG and the HG.
Call, yeah.
Which one?
HD. That's the high
the
gear?
HD, yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the high gear.
100%.
Yeah. The PG doesn't really have a place here.
Unless you're fishing rock cod, I don't think you should ever have one of those PGs on the West Coast.
But for rock cod, that's a good one, right?
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. I have a very Gucci
rock cod reel. I brought a Tranks 500 PG for a pretty niche outfit that at the time was like the smartest and raddest thing in the world. And then we quit catching bluefin on giant poppers, and it literally has sat. You know what I mean? Like, I made the investment and thought, like, dude, I'm the man. Like, you don't need a super high gear ratio reel to fish a big popper. And we were catching those tunas that were way too big to be caught on a Tranks 500, but the lower gear ratio was so nice. And for the one season that was the right outfit, it was like, this thing, I'm a genius. And it has literally sat for now four seasons in a row and has never hardly made a cast now.
Wow.
HG just about all the way.
HG all the way. All right. Yep. Very good. Well, let's jump back on the phones. You want to get through 213-432-1090.
John from San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask you, is there ever a situation where you would tie a lure to your line via a swivel, or is it always direct tie?
For me, 100% of the time, it's direct tie. I'd never use a snap or a swivel or anything like that. There's a new wave of guys who have these snaps on. And for me, I see a lot of skiff guys do it. And fishing from a skiff and a sport boat is completely different, in my opinion. There's one lure in the water when you're on a skiff and you're casting in a school of fish where there's competition there. If you have five guys in the bow cast and the surface iron, you have a snap on your jig, you're probably not the one getting the bite. And it's definitely
changes the dynamics that much.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Interesting.
And you should be proficient in tying a knot.
Yes.
If you're lazy, you should stop that.
The San Diego jam knot is the knot to tie. I direct connection, like Matt said. I do tie knot every once in a while, and so I tie what's called the lefty cray knot, which is a loop knot. I think it gives a little bit maybe freedom sometimes. I think that's got why guys want a swivel or a snap, is because they think it's going to give them more freedom. But with the ring, you already have the freedom you need, and so I don't really understand the idea of having a snap or having something on there. But it, like Matt said, it seems to be the revolution. A lot of guys think it's giving them something. I don't believe it is.
I get to use my analogy just a couple times a year, but I love it for that. And, like, people always want, they say, oh, you can change lure so much faster. And I said, like, you could convince me all day you want that Velcro shoes are way faster when you're leaving the house. But at the end of the day, like, you know you're wrong. Like, you know Velcro shoes is not the move. Like,
that's a good point.
It's not it, man. Yeah, like, yes.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah, sure, it's faster, but you're the guy walking around and Velcro shoes. Yeah, okay. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just trying to sell you a different piece of tackle. And in my opinion, is not necessary.
Yeah.
All right. One more thing that can fail, too.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, though. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli. They've got beverages, boating supplies as well, and it's one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp, right across from the San Diego and Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle as well. And you can check DanaLanding.com for more information. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, a lot more great information with the boys from Two Fish Jigs. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is
located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great.
Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.